This is Channel 2.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker Show here on channelradio.co.uk in association with bizradio.co.uk. You're listening to me, Paul Andrews, and the stonkingly gorgeous Jill Serkin.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Fancy seeing you here on
a
Tuesday.
Well, hello.
I was going to read something. Do you want me to?
Yeah, how long is it, though?
Well, I don't write these emails.
Before the news, I said you got 12 seconds, so you picked the longest thing ever to read, which was about 9 hours and 94 minutes.
The businesses that send us stuff in, can you please tell your PRs, you know, that a press release for radio is very differently in the wording and the brevity of it to a press release that you might
keep
send.
Keep it short, one paragraph maximum.
Yeah, and don't forget your details.
Yeah, and don't send a photograph, because we can't do that on the radio.
Although we do love an image, we do love a little picture. Oh, if it's on Twitter, we like it.
Yeah.
Cooper Burnett solicitors. Have I read that?
Yeah,
I've done that. The inaugural walk. I fancy that. So here's a nice short one. The next meeting of the Marsh Network. This is from the lovely Terry Botfield. And you can find him on the Twitter at TDBotty. The hashtag is MarshBizCoach. You can find their next meeting, which is the 7th of July. Is that manana?
It is tomorrow.
Okay, so Wednesday the 7th of July, manana, at 10:30 a.m. You can go on to marshnetwork.co.uk to find out details. Their speaker is Steve Gosling, and he will be talking about all things travel. So if you want to hear an update or seek advice on travel, book the meeting now. And Terry says, see you soon at the meeting. And there is a little phone number, which is 07749 159 263. Give them a call.
There's a social media special for artists and creators. It's an online event, and experts and attendees share their knowledge and experience through short talks and group discussions. Social media platforms are great spaces to showcase and promote your creative work. During the event, creatives and professionals will share their strategies, tips and experiences to help you with your social media communication. The speakers are Zoe Cairns of ZC Social Media. Zoe will share with you the key steps to create your social media strategy and where to start when it comes to the world of social media. Artist Rob McIntosh will talk about his use of Instagram, and Rob will speak about his experiences using Instagram organically. Alexandra Campbell of the Middle Sized Garden YouTube channel will talk about how to create a successful YouTube channel. And Stella Chapman and Victoria Johnson from Salt Design will cover the branding side of social media. This event is taking place on Friday the 9th of July, 10 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. To find out more and to book your place, go to www.kentcreative.org.
And we've heard from AK Pet Services. Hello to you. He is a licensed 24/7 door-to-door pet carrier for you and your pet. You could have a little armadillo that wanted to go somewhere.
Yep.
And they say, we will care, support and transport your every step of the way. Give us a call today. And if you have a pen, I'll read that out. First of all, his website is akpetservice.co.uk, and he's based in Kent. And the number you need is 0777 258 9511. That's 0777 258 9511. And if you didn't get that, just contact Bunker and we'll put you in touch.
Absolutely. Should we talk to our next guest?
I'd love to.
It's an absolute pleasure to welcome onto the Business Bunker Show a lady who's been sat there patiently through an hour of nonsense waiting to get to talk to us, the lovely Caroline Purvey of the Total Release Experience. Caroline, good afternoon. Welcome to the Business Bunker Show. Thank you for joining us.
What a pleasure. And actually, I've never known an hour go so quick. It's just been great fun listening to you guys. I know I've had the opportunity to throw a little sprinkle, but wonderful to be here. So
no, it's lovely to see you. Why don't you kick off by telling us a little bit about you first, a little bit about Caroline, a bit about your background, and then we'll talk about TRE.
Okay, so I live in Dover, Kent. I am currently and have been for coming up to 30 years been a yoga teacher, but I've got three children, married, six grandchildren, if you want to know that.
Wow.
And everyone, an absolute love of my life. I have three grandchildren in Germany, so I have a little bit of Sprechende Deutsch about me.
Okay.
Which is great to have that multiculture.
Yeah, but it's been a bit difficult because I guess you haven't really seen a lot of them during the pandemic.
Not at all, and they usually come over to us for the holidays.
Yeah. I have the same problem. My grandson lives in France and I haven't seen him for two of his three birthdays, which is not nice, is it?
You'll be able to soon.
Yeah.
Well, something we've all had to get used to, I guess.
Sure, yeah.
But what else can I tell you? I don't watch a lot of TV. We just had that discussion.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because, you know, I love talking and mixing with people. And during the last year, there's been an awful lot of that, I have to say.
Mm.
And, what else can I say?
Tell us about these cards that you've brought in.
Well, before we go there, let's start at the beginning. That's always a good place to start. So why don't you tell us a little bit now about the Total Release Experience, your business, your company?
Yeah, well, I'm a great believer in things happen for a reason. And I have to say, because I often get asked, how did you ever get into this? My daughter was living in South Africa due to give birth to her first baby, and like any good mum, it's, yeah, I'm going to be there, don't you worry, we'll be there for the baby. But birth like death comes when it's ready.
Mm.
And do we know that little voice inside that we hear? And it was saying to me, don't buy your tickets yet.
Mm.
Hold back for whatever reason. And we were getting quite close to the birth. Well, park that for a moment. I was teaching yoga one night. I was a school teacher for 17 years. I was at the Duke of York's in Dover.
Military military school.
What were you teaching?
I was head of business, head of UCAS, head of careers. So
wow.
I had a lot, yeah.
Mm.
But I had great 12 years in that school. And when they switched to stateside, that was my time to get out. And it felt right, and I did. So that's when I took my yoga studio, which again is another story, but found a beautiful space in Dover on the seafront.
Lovely. Whereabouts on the seafront?
Right on the end of the buildings in Waterloo Crescent. Mm. So it's downstairs, but beautiful windows. You know, you can see the sky, but not the passers-by. That makes sense.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
And at the same time, before that opened, because we'd got the keys, but we had work to do on it, and we said we'd start in the new year. So we're in November here. And one of my yoga ladies said, have you heard about this? Sent me an email, and I had a quick look, went to teach the class. She said, oh, did you see my email? I said, well, what is it? How did you find out? And to this day, I ask myself, why her? Why me? But I went home that night because she'd been to a friend's up country with a visitor from South Africa that told her about this practice. Went home that night, took another look, could have done 101 things, could have forgotten it. But I made a phone call that night, and before I went to bed, not only had I booked two flight tickets, but the guy from America that was doing his last training in South Africa, at the same time that the baby was due, and when she told me where the venue was for this training, I said to her, I know that venue. It's 5 minutes from where my daughter lives.
How bizarre.
Now, if the writing wasn't on the wall, off we went, arrived Monday, baby was there on Wednesday, and Friday I'm in this venue that I was familiar with 99 other people from around the world. And I stood up at the end of the 3 days and I said, I'm going back to make this happen in the UK.
Mm.
And I came back, I was a woman with a vision and a mission. Now my vision, of course, is global for, the UK's, we made a big mark, but it's now global. Why? Because the program itself, I have evolved and I've learned far more working with people over the years, and it's been 9 years now. It's been like a cook of a vaccine.
Right.
But for over 9 years, I've been working with people and I've evolved the Total Release Experience program, and it empowers those that want to find freedom from their physical, mental and emotional pain.
Right, okay.
So that they can live the life they love and the life they deserve. But there are so many that are trapped just going through day to day. And if, you know, what sort of pain am I talking about? Well, for anyone in business, how often do you sit at the desk and think, oh, this back, my neck, my shoulders, my headaches, and then we can't sleep. And there might be gut problems going on. And then panic attacks, anxiety, depression, You know, it's all of that that we hear.
She's been stalking me, hasn't she?
Well, this is all to do, and I'm going to ask you guys a question.
Yeah.
Because I imagine everybody listening might just have the same response. Do you know where your psoas muscle is?
My who?
The psoas, yes, I do, but I've forgotten. It's here, isn't it? Is that the psoas?
Where exactly?
Isn't it in this heart area?
I've never even heard of a psoas muscle.
Yeah, no. The psoas is very important, but I've completely forgotten. I did. It's a long time ago when I did anatomy and physiology.
Yep. So well, you know, most people say exactly that.
Yeah.
What? Never heard of it. Mm. Or they'll have a stab at a guess. And I'm sorry, you don't win the prize today, Jules.
I'll have to get my book out again.
I'm going to tell you.
Colouring in with anatomy and physiology. Yeah. Remember that book?
Oh, yes. Got that on myself. So the psoas muscle sits under your diaphragm,
right.
And it's attached to your diaphragm through connective tissue,
right.
Behind all your organs, down to the top of your legs. It's like a cloak.
Connected by fascia.
Yeah. But you cannot get to it. You can't massage it.
Right, okay.
So we call it the hidden secret, the hidden treasure.
Right.
Because from the day you're born, that startle response... You know that one?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We've all been there because we were all born.
Happens to me a lot. When she starts to speak, I go, oh.
Yep, there you go. That's it, that flinch. You know, and what happens is we draw tension into the body.
Right.
So if you can imagine every stressful, overwhelming, traumatic experience, there's that flinch, and then there's fight, flight.
Yeah.
And there's a missing piece of the jigsaw, and that's where our program comes in. So I want to put aside the physiology. It bores most people to bits. Let's imagine now you're a bucket, a stress bucket, a coin phrase by psychologist.
I wonder what she said for a minute. It was bucket, wasn't it?
Yeah, 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 bucket, yeah, definitely
yeah,
bucket.
Yeah, yeah.
Some people might say the bucket. But you fill your bucket with your history, and we've all got history.
Yeah.
And what happens is the day you're born, just to put our language into context, beautiful diamond in there waiting to shine.
Mm.
Now if the baby's born into loving, caring, nurturing hands, the pressure is put on by giving opportunity and love and all the things that a baby is brought up into the world with.
Mm.
And they become the best they can be. Many babies are not born into that world.
Sure.
It's medical intervention, abuse, abandonment, neglect, anything else. So everybody's born into a different situation, so the degree that the diamond shines depends on their surroundings. So a baby can be born into good hands and go through its school years, and then suddenly something happens in the life and it's bosh.
Mm.
And trauma happens.
Yep.
And the diamond starts to get buried.
Has your diamond got buried, Paul?
Oh, it's just deep in it. Yes, yeah.
Mine's turned into.
You can find my. No.
I think mine's a bit rusty at the moment.
So it's a question, really, of how full's your bucket?
Yeah.
What's gone into that bucket in terms of, you know, the history that you've had? And that
so
can
it's
be.
It's like we might talk about somebody's baggage, isn't it?
Is
that,
yep.
That we were alluding to with the bucket history.
So are you intimating, Caroline, that you can help free our bucket?
Oh, definitely, definitely. I am not intimating it. I'm telling you. That's why I'm on a mission with this, because I want you to think of the zebra being chased by the lion.
Yeah, yeah.
Run and run and run. Animals are animals, so they do one of three things. Fight if they can't get away. Fight to the end.
Mm.
They might freeze. And no predators interested in dead prey.
Yep.
Or if they can, they will run. Run and run and run.
Yeah.
And when they're free of the predator, they do one thing before that they eat grass. Do you know what that is?
One thing before they eat grass?
They do one thing.
Okay.
Not doing very well with
Breathe.
This quiz, are we?
No.
They'll have a tremor and a shake.
Really?
Okay.
Right. Dogs, seen dogs shaking?
Yeah, yeah.
Why do they do that?
I've no idea.
No idea.
Release tension.
Releasing tension.
Yeah. And they yawn as well. My dog yawns when she's, if we tell her off or if she's embarrassed.
Yep.
She yawns.
There we are, releasing tension.
Yeah.
Now we are, according to David Attenborough, animals in clothing.
Yeah.
We have a reptilian brain.
Mm-hmm.
And this I think is important. Now reptilian brain is responsible for our survival, our breathing, our heart. And we're sitting here talking, having fun. And all the while, our body's like a mean machine. It's ticking away, heart's going. We don't even think about it. We're breathing. We don't give a second thought.
Yeah, I think that's the thing that I notice most about being stressed, is that you don't notice what's causing you to be stressed in the first place. It's very subconscious. Yeah, all of a sudden, you know, like Amanda will say to me, do you want to put your shoulders down? I go, what? She goes, your shoulders are in your ears. Are they? Until you become aware of it, you're not aware of it, if you see what I mean.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because we keep plodding on, don't we, humans?
Yeah.
We get stressed, we try and fix problems, and we just keep plodding on, especially running a business.
Yeah. So the bucket fills, and all of those symptoms start to manifest.
Sorry, Adrian from AK Pet Services says, I know what Jules's bucket is filled with.
What? Prosecco?
Wine, yeah.
Oh, I'm going to come to that in
you
a moment.
You know me so well, Adrian.
Hey, the plot thickens.
That and a couple of dog biscuits, yeah.
So, animals do what animals do, but let's come back to breathing and heart.
Mm.
Most don't even take any notice until something goes wrong.
Yeah.
And then they're either incapacitated, can't function at optimum level, or it's game over.
Mm.
And with the releasing, that is the part of us that's been blocked. So here's a question.
Mm.
If a child walked into your space, it was clearly upset, crying, shaking, frightened, what would you do?
Hug it.
Hug it. There we are. Mm. And that is the classic response.
Mm.
We don't understand the shaking, so therefore we hug the child, and from then on in, it's all suppressed.
Yeah.
And adults that might shake because of that very experience, either cowardly, they're not up to the job, it's seen as a weakness. So we've conditioned ourselves as human beings to block what nature gave us.
All right.
So the bucket fills, how do we manage it? Now, we work with the fire service, we're working with police. We've worked in prison, and hope we'll be going back there once we're all out of here. But tough buckets, so ignore it.
Right.
And I say to those in the service sector, you know, 20 years up the line, your bucket's going to be filling up with other people's trauma, and you'll be leaving with your pension, but also PTSD, that other P word.
Mm.
And that is the case, because it's all been stored. What else? Oh, wave the magic wand. Can you make me better? Give me the pills, talk it out of me. You can't talk it out of the body. Lotions, potions, everything else, all comes from the outside in. Self get-by strategies.
All right.
Go home at the end of a tough day. Oh, nice glass of Prosecco.
Mm.
Now I feel better.
Mm.
So, alcohol, drugs, cigarettes, gambling, OCD behaviours come to mask the problem. And coming back to what you said a little earlier,
cheese.
Often one doesn't know the problem that's caused the problem.
Cheese.
Cheese, is that another one?
For Paul, yeah.
No, she had to find something that I do, see.
He doesn't
because
drink. He doesn't
well,
drink.
I'm teetotal and
he
I don't smoke and I don't do drugs.
So, or gamble.
Or gamble or any of those things, but I do eat a lot of cheese.
Is it cheese and a bit of pickle?
I sometimes, but I'm just cheese.
Just cheese?
Yeah.
But Kent's cheese, you know.
Yeah. You're chocolate.
Yeah.
Mm.
You're back to Jules now.
Yeah. A pizza.
Yeah.
You know, we go for all the... And why? Because of the dopamine. It's a feel-good factor.
Just being serious for a moment.
Fat and sugar.
As you can see, I've put on too much weight again during lockdown, and most of that is comfort eating due to stress.
Well, it's stress eating, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's
comfort eating. You know, I feel stressed, and the only thing I can think to do is to eat a McDonald's or a Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Do you know what it is? It's
curry.
Like it's almost coming back to breastfeeding when you were a kid.
I haven't done that.
And you know, when I think I was breastfed, thank you, Mother. But then after that, I started sucking my thumb, and I sucked my thumb till I was 8, and then I had to stop at school. Yeah, I have. But now I bite my nails down to the quick. So there was something there, and I often think that when you're stressed. And like you said, you eat pizza. I don't eat pizza because I'm gluten-free. But if I could find a gluten-free. But there is that thing when you're of fat and sugar and salt. They're the things, aren't they, that we really desperately need.
But you know, the thing about this is you have your whatever it is that floats your boat on that one. And then the effect wears off. So you do a bit more, Then there's another serious problem to cope with, and that is addiction.
Mm.
And I guarantee you talk to anybody long enough that's got addiction.
Mm.
And it's not that they want to be addictive. It's just they're masking a problem that goes deep, 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 and it can go to childhood. Mm. Many of the adults we work with are in a state because of their childhood experience. Mm. And children coming back to fight, flight, freeze, they freeze. Mm. They block. Mm. And what have we got? You know, I work with my son, Daniel, and he rightly says, you know what, if the cure around the world, and we have to look to the world now, we're all in the same boat. The boat that's going down, because the heavier the bucket gets, it's sinking ship.
Yeah.
So Daniel says, look, if the cure was hug a tree, are there enough trees to go around for everybody? No. Chopping them down, aren't they? If the cure was eat an apple a day, there's not enough apples. Anyway, not everybody likes
apples. There are in my fridge.
To feed the world. So, you know, what else have we got that is accessible to everybody? There's not enough therapists to go around. There's not, and you, as I said before, you can't talk it out the body.
Right.
Medication is sticky plaster. Mm. It's masking the problem. And yet we all have a psoas muscle. We all have the ability, like the animals, to release it, the tension from the body. And it's phenomenal. So once they've learnt a program, which is simple, so simple you wouldn't believe it, and yet so empowering and powerful.
So let me understand this. So the total release program is about unlocking, for want of a better word, your psoas muscle and shaking it out.
Yeah. Thoughtfully activate the psoas. As we say, you've got a tap on your bucket.
Right.
So not just any old tap, you thoughtfully activate your psoas and then the tension releases. Let me give you an example. I had Professor Gordon Turnbull, I have to say, I was introduced to him right in the early stages, and the first conversation I ever had with him, because three people came to me and said, you must speak to Professor Turnbull. And I thought, I don't even know who he is. But I picked up the phone, somebody given me his number, and the one time I managed to get him on the phone, cold calling, as he calls it. Such a lovely man. But the first thing he ever said to me was, you have to get it out the body. Talking just doesn't do it.
Right.
And he is one of the world-leading trauma psychologists and was there for Terry Waite, 9/11, Lockerbie.
Wow.
So, you know, very, very important in his field. He wrote the foreword for my book.
Okay.
But I had a client of his last week, a firefighter, and he was in a lot of pain.
I spoke to him. Or from
just
work.
It's just tension in the body.
It must be.
So, first session, I spoke to him Tuesday morning. He said, when can I start? We started Tuesday evening.
Sorry to interrupt, but I'm fascinated by this.
Yep.
And it's a brilliant story that you're telling. When you do this, is this in a group session or one-to-one?
No, I'll tell you that. Can I come back to that?
Yeah,
one?
Yeah, do. Yeah.
Just finish this little story and I'll tell you how now one learns. That evening, after his first 20 minutes of releasing, his back felt better. His head was clear. He felt the stress had just kind of washed away from him. The next day when I spoke to him, he had the best night's sleep he ever had, and the pain in his gut was much easier.
Right.
So it's fantastic that for all the money that had been spent, and he said, I've spent some over the years.
Sure, yeah.
You know,
on therapy, talking therapies,
anything, anything. This, you know, people give all these acronyms. Have you heard of this? Have you heard of that? Never heard of it, but some I have. But I had a lady the other month, £20,000 in 4 years she'd spent trying to heal herself.
Wow.
She came across me, and the irony of it was she realised that I lived in the same town as she did.
Right.
And she'd sat online at midnight, courses in America, by top people, I hasten to add, which is probably why she got through all that money.
Right.
But the first session she did, she actually said, I'm starting to heal. And it wasn't me. This is not a therapy. That's a wonderful thing. I don't like that word, therapy. It's a bit like the rapist, isn't it?
Mm.
Somebody's doing something to you. This works from the inside out, and that's where we need to get to.
Right.
And everybody has the capability. They just have to be hungry enough and desperate enough, you know, or willing enough to just say, what have I got to lose?
Okay. Cool. So coming back to my question, is this delivered one-to-one or group or both?
Okay, so prior to COVID, for 8 years, I would travel all around the country delivering workshops. And up to March, the year of COVID, we did 40,000 miles.
Wow.
So running the yoga studio in the week and working on business, and then packing up on a Friday and coming back Sunday night ready to start again.
Is this alongside your son?
Yeah, he came. Well. Yeah, my husband, bless Terry. I mean, we're a trio, family trio. Mm. You know, we work together. He would do the packing of the car and the driving. But it was very purposeful, and I met a lot of people. When COVID came, we had to pivot everything.
Yeah,
workshops cancelled. What are we going to do?
Mm.
And I said to Daniel, this is our time.
Mm.
Now we have to get the word out there. Because not only was COVID going up, but anxiety as well.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
And so Daniel was the kind of IT genius behind it, and we pulled in all these programs, and we created an online course with all the education, 4 modules, all the education.
And hence you're now able to take it global.
And we take it global.
Mm, yeah.
We work one-to-one with those that want that one-to-one service. So working on Zoom, and we're all used to it. Mm. Why would anyone, somebody got in touch with me the other week and said, oh, you know, we're up north, where are you? And I said, we'll come down.
Yeah.
And I said, why would you travel?
Yeah.
Why would you clog up the roads? You know, we're getting environmentally nice and clear of all the fumes.
And make yourself even more stressed in the process.
Exactly.
You
know,
yeah.
And no appointments. And whatever you feel afterwards, you can just chill in your own home.
Yeah.
This does not need to be in a group, because it's personal to everybody.
Right.
When you start releasing your history, but fascinating.
Right.
So, yeah, 2 programs online at the moment until anything else changes. And I can't see, you know, okay, I don't know who might want one-to-one personally.
Right.
You know, everybody from Australia, New Zealand, to Italy, France. We've got clients all around the world.
Right.
So generally they'll all appear on the Zoom, will they?
No, it's not Zoom. They buy into their program.
Okay.
And then they get their learning platform. And then in the first module, they've got a little video. They've got a form to fill in.
Mm-hmm.
So we know everybody we're working with. This isn't a do it and get on with it. This is the most powerful thing your body can do.
Right.
And we have a wonderful doctor in Cambridge that sends her patients to us. She'd done it herself. We did a private workshop. She was curious. I wish there were more doctors like her out there.
Mm. I know
open-minded.
I know a few, and we'll talk about it after.
Yeah, but she sends her patients, and then I get a message saying, what a transformation.
Mm.
One of her ladies, eczema from birth, disappeared.
Really?
Somebody I'm working with, psoriasis, I said, that's stress. First session, started to fade.
Mm.
Right.
You know, back pain goes, pain in the body, just like my firefighter and many others. Mm. So many. That's why Daniel and I, we call ourselves miracle junkies. And that's what the book's all around.
Fantastic. So we're going to, do you want to talk about the book now? I know Jules is chomping at the bit to talk about the
cards. Yeah. They look,
so which way you will be led by you, Caroline, because you understand both. So which one do you want to go with?
Let's go with the cards, seeing as Jules, she's been great here.
Yes.
So now you know we talk buckets,
yeah.
The cards, and this makes more sense. They're bucket love cards.
Right, okay.
And that come from a lady at one of our workshops when she said, oh, don't ask me to look in the mirror and love myself. I can't do that.
Right.
So Daniel turned around and said, If you can't love yourself, love your bucket.
Right.
And so what all the good you do, all the well-being activities you do, they're for your bucket. And we all need that feel-good factor, and particularly, you know, over the last year. So these are a pack of beautifully illustrated by a lovely lady called Jennifer Garrity, daily activity well-being cards. So every one of these 31 cards has got a beautiful picture of a bucket doing something, and the idea is, you know, you shuffle the cards and it's fun for one and all the family. Children love them, and I'd love to get them into the school classroom because it's a great way to introduce kids to bucket love. So I'm going to pick a card for you, Paul.
Okay, go for it.
All right.
Oh, we've got the hangman.
No, you've got the opposite. Well, you know, there's a couple of these in the pack, but you've got the freedom card.
Right, okay.
And on the back of each card, there's a quote. Buckets love freedom. Your activity. Happy Bucket Love Day, as you can choose whatever it is that gives your bucket the feeling of freedom.
Right, okay.
So you might go home and walk around the garden. Don't eat cheese. That's not bucket love. But there we are. So it's a bit like the Joker in the pack.
So let me understand the process here. So I've picked that card and it's given me a piece of advice.
Yeah,
go and choose freedom. So is that the idea that I now go home and do something?
Do something that makes you feel good about yourself. I'm picking one for Jules. Reflect.
Very hard for a Gemini to reflect, you know.
Look in the mirror.
Yeah, but, you know, we've had some conversations that you might actually think, oh, I'm going to think about that. Mm. Buckets are great contemplators. Take a moment to look back on your bucket's life journey and reflect on how it's been for you.
Oh, it's been a roller coaster for me. And absolutely.
Yeah, but we forget. Right. You know, we need...
So basically, the point behind the cards is to give you some inspiration to go and do something.
Do something that day.
That's
okay.
A prompt, isn't it? It reminds you.
So we got music, we got nature, we got clear clutter, we got dance. One of my yoga ladies, she came into class one morning and said, you never guess what card I picked? I said, no idea. Dance. Mm. I said, and... She said, well, I put it back in the pack because I didn't want to do it. I said, took you out your comfort zone.
Mm.
2 days later, she came back and she said, today's card, dance. I said, and? She said, well, I was in the kitchen. They played the Okie Kokie, so I went for it. So I said, and how did that feel? She said, great. So it's that, you know, and they are designed. What I do takes people out their comfort zone. But, you know, sleep, quote, celebrate, breathe. There's, everything is... well-being related. They're very unusual in their nature, but they do give a lot of pleasure.
Fantastic. So do you use those cards in conjunction with something else? So is it part of the programme, or could you just use the cards?
You can just use the cards until you work out that actually they're great, but I'm still holding the pain in my back. I've still got the gut problem. I still can't sleep. I sometimes talk to individuals... And I said to one lady recently, so can I just get this right? You've spent the whole morning doing a whole sequence from cold shower to meditation to something else, just so you can get through the rest of the day.
Hmm.
I said, if your bucket was empty, how would it feel to you to have the day to yourself? Hmm. Imagine what you could do with that time.
Hmm.
You know, there's so many rituals that one gets into, whereas all that unnecessary suffering can just disappear.
Hmm. So we want to empty our buckets. That's what we want to do.
Yeah, how do we sign up?
Well, let me tell you about the book.
Let's go for the book first.
Okay.
Feel It to Heal It is the title of the book.
Feel It to Heal It. And you can see that image, you know, that freedom that comes from letting go from that psoas. This book came together in less than 5 months.
Right.
But it had taken 9 years to get the information, the amazing stories. And there's a lot of quotes in there. And the quote I start with in this book is, a comfort zone is a beautiful place, but nothing ever grows there.
Mm.
And we all get comfortable in our discomfort.
Yeah, sure.
And the minute, you know, look, there's a solution, do you want it? And I know that people in pain clinic would rather be in their pain because they know it.
Yeah, they're familiar with it. Yeah.
And what would it feel like to be without this pain?
Mm. I can give you a classic example of that from my dad. My dad and all 9 of his brothers and sisters and my gran were all deaf. Okay? And when my dad was in his early 80s, he was cleaning his ear with an earbud and slipped, and he forced the earbud into his ear.
Ouch.
Accidentally. And he happened to be staying with me because it was Christmas time, and my mum and dad were staying with me, and he was screaming away and moaning and swearing and stuff like that. And I went to see, I said, you all right, Dad? He went, don't shout. And I went, I beg your pardon? He went, don't shout. And I went, I'm not shouting, I'm just talking to you, and you've heard me. My dad always lip-read me. And he stood dead still, and he went, I can hear. And he could hear the clock on the mantelpiece and everything. And I said to him, you need to go to the doctors, and you need to get this checked, what you've done, yeah? And he went along, and they said, yeah, well, basically what you've done is you've disturbed your inner ear, the stirrup, and you've recovered your hearing.
Wow.
And about a week later, I went to see him, and I said, how you doing? He went, I bloody hate it. He said, I hate it. He said, I want it, I can't bear it. It's like everybody's shouting at me at once and all the rest of it. Anyway, after a couple of weeks, it went away, and he went back to normal. And he was so relieved. Yeah, he couldn't cope with something he'd never had to cope with in 80 years.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
That there's a little story, because this book, okay, it's about my journey, it's about the programme and how it evolved, and it's stories.
Right.
And there's a lady in here, I put her story in there, because her hearing went, and it went when she was a child, because her parents used to shout.
Mm.
And you know that kind of fingers in the ear, la, la, la.
Yeah.
And she had a problem with her hearing, obviously, because her parents took her to the doctors because she wasn't hearing, but she'd shut it off. So they put grommets in her ears.
Oh, right, yeah.
And a bit later on, she was deaf again.
Mm.
When she was doing this practice, it was a couple of months after she was into it, because it just becomes a weekly habit.
Mm.
20 minutes a week, release. But something shifted, and she got her hearing back 100%.
Wow.
And it turned out one of the grommets that they thought had taken out was left in there.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
But the miracle of the body releasing that blockage.
That grommet.
Yeah. It was amazing.
This is fascinating stuff. Suddenly we're kind of running out of time. It's absolutely fascinating. Mm-hmm. And as Jill said, I've got a copy of the book and I haven't read it yet. It's sat next to me in my office at home. I need to read the book. I love what you've been saying. I really get what you've been saying. It's something... there's just something about it that, you know, you need to take on board and you need to think about it. Mm. And sadly, we kind of running out of time to talk about it anymore.
Especially during this, the 2 years that we've all had, the anxiety levels.
I've gone through the roof, yeah,
exactly.
Absolutely.
And as they release us, can you imagine that we're being released, you know?
But for me, the point here is, it isn't about what's making you tense, nervous, upset or anything. It's not that thing. Mm. It's your body's response and how you manage your body's response that's the problem.
Yeah.
And I've said this quite often as far as I'm concerned, yeah. I own 9 businesses, so I have lots of stresses in my life, yeah. I understand that, and I understand a lot of those stresses. What gets me is my own body causes me most of my problems. Yeah, and I don't know why, you know, because people go, oh, you're worried about so-and-so. I go, actually, I'm not. I'm really not. I couldn't care less about that, you know. It's not things. It's my body's response that's causing me, and I know
But it's all that history in the bucket that's compacting one on top of the other, and then suddenly, boom.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I tell you what, at worst, blood pressure's up.
Yeah.
Heart attack, stroke, cancer, and I'm going to say it, suicide. I hate the word.
Yeah.
And when you hear that 16 men a day are taking their own life, for God's sake, they've got to do something.
Yeah, and young people as well.
And they are one release away from the brink.
Yeah. Mm. Caroline, fascinating talking to you. Thank you so much for joining us and telling us all about Total Release Experience and your fantastic books. People are going to want to find out more about this. So give us a shout for your website so that people can come and find out all about it. Have a look at your books and you can buy your books from your website as well, can't you?
Yeah, we can. Okay, so the website is the usual www.treuk.com. But a shout out to organisations, anyone that's got staff. You know, companies are stuffed for what on earth are we going to do, and it's often lip service, bring in the coach, bring in the whatever, but on the basis that you're not getting to the root of the problem. We do work closely with organisations for a different scale according to their needs, so do get in touch, have that meet up with us. And on the website you'll see the individual courses. They do not break the bank. Why? Because we are about the healing content, not the dollars.
Fantastic. That's brilliant stuff. Thank you so much for that. There is a link to the website on the Kent Business Radio website. That link will stay there forever. I'm going to put a link up later as well to the book and the specific pages where you can buy the book.
Can I just slip one thing in?
Yeah, of course.
We recently invested in having our data analysed by Canterbury Christchurch University. 95% improves physical, mental, emotional well-being, and not by chance. Police data extrapolated. They were working with higher than average anxiety and depression after 4 weeks, down over 60%.
Fantastic.
Brilliant. Well done.
Good stuff. Check it out. Caroline, thank you so much for that.
How is your psoas muscle?
Oh, she remembers. Yeah. Marvellous.
25 years ago, I did anatomy and physiology.
It's full of bucket.
You see, my psoas muscle, being a woman, my little bra is pushing into it all the time.
No. It's behind, my darling. That's why the low back pain, you can't get to it.
Yeah, but this makes it all tight, you know.
Where's your diaphragm?
Bras. Yeah.
I'm not even going there. I'm not getting involved in that. I need to play some adverts, and then you can tell us what you want to tell us in a moment.
Lovely.
Become part of our community to build your social media habits with workouts. Increase your brand's presence and engagement. Go to wedosocialmedia.co.uk to register for 2 free social media workouts every Wednesday. 10:30 a.m. Facebook and 11:30 a.m. LinkedIn.
Loch Associates Group can help you with your employment law, HR, health and well-being and mediation needs. People are our business. It's what we do every day. Find us online at lochassociates.co.uk.
Jobsinkent.com, the quick and simple way to advertise your job vacancies in Kent, with prices from just £99 per job per month. Visit Kent's largest job site, jobsinkent.com.
Cool. Awards celebrate hard work, success and are great PR for your organisation. If you're a winning business, why not enter the free Maidstone and District or Ashford and District Business Awards 2021. 12 categories in each region, lots of things to enter, and there will be a joint awards dinner at the end of the year, I believe at the Great Danes Hotel at Hollingbourne November. If you want to find out more, businessawardskent.co.uk.
Our friends Diamond Circle Weddings were talking about that, weren't they, a couple of
Absolutely.
Weeks ago. Absolutely. Spinnerjet has done a lovely tweet for the Business Bunker using the BBunker hashtag, and you can find them on, there is a number, so I shall give you that in a minute. There is an email, info@spinnerjet.co.uk. There are cleaning and FM services based in Sevenoaks. What's an FM service?
Facilities Management.
Oh, how clever. Mm-hmm. They do also lots of other things like driveways, jet washing, janitorial supplies, carpet cleaning, grounds maintenance, pest control, one-off cleans, waste disposal, window cleaning. Have a look. Groffin removal. What's a groffin?
What?
Groffin removal.
Groffin?
Yeah, what is a groffin?
A groffin?
Yeah.
Groffin removal.
That's what they say.
I've no idea.
I'm going to ask them. Oh, no, it's graffiti removal.
I was going to say, what are you talking about, groffin removal?
I've just expanded it. It's tiny. I told you I haven't got my glasses.
Now, wear your glasses, woman.
I think, groffin was...
No, I want groffin. I want my groffin removed.
Let's
now.
Let's tweet him.
Right, I've got some more Dover-related news.
Oh, yeah. Lovely, yeah.
We have some exciting news to share. Following the retirement of Buckland's CEO and financial director, Jeremy and Linda Weaver, from the print industry, their daughter Katie, Buckland's Media, a Dover-based print company, their daughter Katie Weaver is now taking the family name forwards into a new era of design, print and graphics with the launch of Cactus Graphics. Developed in partnership with Richard Archer, Cactus Graphics will continue to offer the Buckland Media Group's extensive service offering across graphic design and the print of marketing signage and display materials, while extending the large format provision with the use of a new UV Director Substrata digital printer and CNC cutter. You can find out all about the extended work of Buckland Media by going to their new website, cactusgraphics.co.uk.
And AK Pet Services said, Jules's bucket is never empty again.
That is very true, Adrian.
So thank you, Adrian. He's probably transporting
a
parrot.
Watch the space.
There's quite a lot going on Twitter, and I've just lost them all because I've got a lot of my
COVID vaccine supporters as well. So
Have you got anything else to read?
Yeah, this is about Squerries, who I love, of course. It's a lovely Kentish wine. Not just about Squerries. There are 20 wines produced in 8 Kent vineyards, because we've got the climate for it here, haven't we? And they've been recognised in one of the world's most influential competitions. It's in its 37th year now, and it's the International Wine Challenge. It's accepted as the most rigorous and impartial industry contest. The judges blindly assess every wine that has entered and score each for its faithfulness to style, region and vintage. Each IWC, that's the International Wine Challenge, media winning wine will be tasted on 3 separate occasions by at least 2 panels of judges tasting together, and then tasted by 2 co-chairs to verify the panel results. Once every wine has been assessed, is given a score out of 100. Now, the wine producers that are in this competition are Squerries, fabulous, they're sparkling, it's gorgeous, Walton Farm, the fabulous Balfour Hush Heath Estate, Merryworth Wines, gorgeous Gusburn Estate, we love them. Folk, F-O-L-C, I don't know them.
No, they're Canterbury, aren't they?
I don't know them. Mm. Chapeldown and the fabulous Simpsons, it's Ruth and Charles there, of the Simpsons Wine Estate, also based in France.
Fantastic. Mm. There's a call to artists. Something happened later in the year. Designers and Makers Christmas Fair will be happening at the Turner Contemporary. We're inviting Kent-based designers and makers to submit their work for the Designers and Makers Christmas Fair, which is going to be held at the Turner Contemporary in Margate on Saturday the 4th and Sunday the 5th of December. Our goal is to showcase the work of designers and makers whilst creating an opportunity for them to sell directly to existing and new customers in one of the main cultural venues in Kent. We're looking forward to receiving your submissions. To submit your work for consideration for inclusion, kentcreative.org/designers and makers Christmas fair is the website to go to. That's kentcreative.org/designers and makers. Jules.
I was just thinking, there was that Brian the Grantsman. So Brian the Grantsman has some grants available for SMEs, and you can find him on the Twitter. He is, hold on, sorry, I've just lost him. He is on the grants, his website is thegrantsman.co.uk, and he helps with grants, SMEs focus on charities and CICs, which are helping disabled and disadvantaged people. And you can find him on the Twitter. His Brian is with a Y, so it's at Brian Invicta.
It's Brian Hall.
B-R-Y-A-N. Invicta on the Twitter.
You've been posting pictures of your sea bass again, haven't you?
Yeah, it was gorgeous.
You're doing that deliberately, aren't you?
It was so good.
Cook it in your green egg?
Yeah. Yeah, and it was all crispy and gorgeous.
Yes.
We cook on it all the time now. That's all we do. We did a organic chicken last night. It was lovely.
Really?
And sat out in the garden and cooked after work. And then it started raining, so we just ran inside and ate it. But we cook, because the big green egg is waterproof.
Is it?
Yeah, so we just, I need, and Caroline will know about this, I need to be outside. So I'll spend a certain amount on my computer for work, and then I have to have green space. I have to get out in the garden.
See, if I go out in my garden, I'll get attacked by squirrels.
You've got a nice big front garden.
You need pest control.
I do.
He's tried everything, haven't you?
I've tried everything with my squirrels. They're a nightmare.
Normal.
They really are.
They're
Mexican squirrels, they are.
Yeah.
They've got sombreros and everything.
They like chili. He's tried to trick them with chili peanuts and nuts, but it doesn't work.
The Royal Society for the Protection of Birds said the easiest way to deal with squirrels is to mix your bird food with very strong chili, because squirrels can't eat it. Wrong.
Yeah, what about the poor birds?
Yeah, no, the birds can't taste it. The birds have no taste. Yeah.
All right.
So apparently the birds don't know and the squirrels hate it. No, not true.
Well, that's why I'm not poisoning my rats, because, you know, then a bird will eat the dead rat, because it will die somewhere, won't it? I had a rat man round, you know, we spent a fortune on him and he set traps. He's lovely. We never, ever caught a rat.
Yeah.
You know, a couple of mice, but never the rats.
Yeah.
So it meant that they were taking the bait and dying somewhere else. We don't know.
It's like you never poison anything. I mean, it's like if you've ever had a dead mouse under your floorboards, you know, the smell is unbelievable. It takes 4 weeks at least for it to go away. It's horrible.
That sort of like really bad cheese and onion crisps.
Yeah, yeah.
It gets worse and worse and worse.
It's horrible, isn't it?
Yeah, I've had that.
Okie doke. There's a new cinema, The Light, and it's now open in Sittingbourne. Customers are expected to head to a town's new complex. The Light, part of the Spirit of Sittingbourne multi-million pound regeneration project, flung open its doors recently. Based on the town's new Bourne Place leisure quarter, next to the Forum shopping centre, there's an 8-screen cinema, a 9-lane bowling alley, a retro arcade, a diner and 3 bars. So if you're in the Sittingbourne area, why don't you check that out?
We'll meet again. We'll meet again.
Thank you for that.
Next Tuesday, Paul. On the 4th of September is the message from the organisers of the Leeds Castle concert, who have worked tirelessly to reschedule this year's highly anticipated event following the delay by the government on the easing of restrictions. So in true wartime spirit, organisers have kept calm and will carry on with this popular event featuring the world-class Royal Philharmonic Orchestra. And they'll be working closely with Leeds Castle, and the event organisers have been able to collaborate with everyone involved in putting such an incredible event on, and are pleased to announce the new date for what will be the best concert yet. Many ticket holders have had their tickets for over a year following the event having to be cancelled in 2020 due to COVID. Organisers are grateful for their continued support, and any tickets already purchased for this year's Leeds Castle concert on the 10th of July will automatically be valid for the 4th of September. Tickets remain on sale for the new date. There is a little email which I'll read out now if you get your pen poised. Picnic tickets are priced at £53 a person. You can purchase 10 and you'll receive a 10% discount. So the email you want is inquiry@heritage-events.co.uk. And Brachers, the leading law firm that we all love, has returned as the headline sponsor for the 5th year running. And Leeds Castle, for those that don't know where it is, it's near Maidstone in Kent, just off Junction 8 of the M20.
Fantastic. Well, we've run up. Reached the end of another show. I want to say a huge thank you to our two guests, Danford Schoen of Jarley Furniture and the lovely Caroline Purvey of Total Release Experience. Join me on Thursday for the Business Bunker Extra Show, where my guest will be Rebecca Tucker of White Calm. But for the moment, thank you all so much. We'll see you next week, and I've got a different tune to play out for this week.
Ooh, what have you got?
Well,
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Going through your archives. Ah, England! 4-0.
No.
What a... Hang on, I'll get my scarf.